My Life Today, January 21. My Counselor and Guide, the Bible in My Life. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. The Christian evidence that we need is found not in the experience of men, but in our Bibles. The Word of God is the man of our counsel, for it brings us down from age to age, bearing its testimony to the unchangeableness of the truth. Not one of the ancient defenses of the Word of God, appropriate for special times, has become worn out. No part of the Bible has died from old age. All the past history of the people of God is to be studied by us today, that we may benefit by the experiences recorded. Men break their word and prove themselves untrustworthy, but God changes not. His word will abide the same forever. Give the word its honored position as a guide in the home. Let it be regarded as the counselor in every difficulty, the standard of every practice. There can never be true prosperity to any soul in the family circle unless the truth of God, the wisdom of righteousness, presides. We all need a guide through the many straight places of life as much as the sailor needs a pilot over the sandy bar or up the rocky river. The sailor who has in his possession chart and compass and yet neglects to use them is responsible for placing the lives of those on board his vessel in peril. The vessel may be lost by his neglect. We have a guidebook, the Word of God, and we are inexcusable if we miss the way to heaven, for plain directions have been given us. The Bible presents a perfect standard of character. It is an infallible guide under all circumstances, even to the end of the journey of life.